Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. You are listening to Woody Bowling, also known as the Buckeye Advisor. And I am super excited to join you, our listening audience, on another good-looking Saturday here in the greater Miami Valley area, the Dayton metro area. And I also want to take a moment to welcome in this week's co-host, producer, and just great guy in general, Matt McClure. Matt, welcome to the show today.
Hi there, Woody. I hope you've had a great weekend, so far as well.
I have, and the same to you. I'm excited about the show. You know, Matt, I'm just amazed at the response. You know, we're right about a little under 4.5 months on the radio and the podcast. And our numbers are quickly growing among the other advisors that are on the radio and podcast, you know, with our network of radio hosts. Super excited about that. And, you know, I'm very grateful. And we just had a great response. People reaching out, asking for the Annuity 360 book so they can brush up on their knowledge of all things annuity and determine which one's right for them. And also people just, you know, looking for good content as well as the entertainment. I mean, you know, we try to be social, we try to have some fun, but the main goal of our show every week is to educate listeners, you know, no matter what they're out doing on this nice Saturday, we want them to get some knowledge so that they can, you know, operate life perhaps in a different way than they've been doing, and they can have a little better direction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about here is education and really helping folks out, you know, and giving them some knowledge that they can take and apply to their everyday lives and let them know that help is out there. Even in, you know, volatile times like these, we've seen it on Wall Street. We've seen the economy really kind of in an upheaval over the last year or two. And so a lot of people are searching for guarantees in life when there are none that seem to be found, especially financially speaking. That's going to be actually a big focus of today's show, which we're kind of titling Get to the Guarantees, you know, and we'll get there. We'll get to the guarantees here in just a little bit for folks. Before we do get there, though, we've got our quote of the week coming up. And then we've also got a little problem solver, a little cost cutter action. We've got a lot to get to during this week's show. So yeah, just a lot of great stuff and a lot of great information for the listeners, which, as you say, is really, you know, job one for us here on the Buckeye Advisor. And folks, you can go to the website, by the way, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R, by the way. Or you can give Woody a call at 937-974-6201. That number one more time, 937-974-6201. And you can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Please leave us a rating. Leave us a message there as well. We'd love to hear from you, folks.
We would. And, you know, Matt, I always like to start off the week by talking a little bit about the economy, inflation. Of course, we still know is scorching hot. You know, as Florida is beginning to try to rebuild from Hurricane Ian, the rest of, you know, those folks are not only dealing with inflation, but they're dealing with loss of life and loss of home and loss of property, just immeasurable sadness. And that's a spot that I've vacationed in frequently the last few years and at Fort Myers Beach. But, you know, America and Americans are dealing with super high inflation still. It's still over 8%. They're dealing with still very expensive gasoline, still very expensive groceries. You know, when they can go to their gas tank to get it filled up and it's double where it was 2 years ago or 19 months ago or so, when a certain president took office, I mean, look, policies will be policies, and things happen based upon policy decisions that are made in the government. And America is looking for, they're looking for positive things, I think, Matt. And, you know, the difference between the stock market volatility in March of 2020 was COVID. And, you know, there was a known cause. It came, it's still around, but the market rebounded so quickly from COVID, you know, when it dipped from March until April, May, very big dip and went down, but, you know, it bounced back so quickly. And I think that has kind of given this loss of market value to people that are listening to this show that have their accounts, you know, only in the market, in their 401k or their IRAs or whatever, you know, it's just a different feeling because it's lasted from December until now. And, you know, year to date, we're still down 16, 18, 19%, depending on where your money's at. So look, people are looking for guarantees, and I'm excited that the show today, I think we're going to give them some good information as we always try to do. That's the only reason we're here. We're going to try to give them some good information that there are things in life that can be guaranteed and there's no strings attached. And we want to throw people some good information and some hope and some positivity. And that's why we do the dad joke of the week. But we also provide a great service as a fiduciary advisor. That's what I love doing, and being able to do so many things with folks and look at their entire picture, from their life insurance to their health insurance, to their investments, to their college costs for their potential kids or grandkids. All those things make a big impact on their monthly budget and also on their retirement down the road. So very important things that we do. It's a big weight, but you know, I love doing it. And you know, that's why I get up every day. I'm excited to do what I do.
Yeah. And it's a good thing that you are doing it in these times, especially as you mentioned with all the volatility there. And even in normal times, I feel like, well, these days I feel like, well, define normal. You know, even in more quote unquote, air quotes, more normal times, people, when they're approaching retirement and even, you know, earlier in life, need some help sort of figuring things out a lot of the time. What are some reasons, Woody, that people, even in times when, as I say, things might be more stable in the economy and in the markets, what are some reasons why people should meet with a financial advisor, particularly a fiduciary advisor like yourself?
Yeah, it's a good question, Matt. And, you know, I think sometimes one of the reasons people don't is they're just intimidated because it's not their forte. And look, you know, if you, whatever your job is and you're good at, and I don't understand it, I don't expect to be an expert in your job, right? So I don't want people to ever feel like they can't have a conversation with me about anything insurance and investment wise, because that's what we're here for. And that meeting and that conference is going to be no cost, no obligation, as we've said before. But look, you know, things like expense ratios. If people don't understand what an expense ratio is in their mutual funds, and then if there's a, depending on the type of mutual fund they have, you know, they should meet with an advisor and let somebody, maybe a second opinion who has no skin in the game, give them the true breakdown of what they're paying and what they're getting for, you know, for their money that they have invested. You know, risk. If it's been a while since you've talked about risk, some advisors really don't talk about risk at all, I found. And I've talked to people recently and they said, I don't remember why we're in this fund or why we're invested this way, or we've been that way for 15 years. Okay, well, have you ever updated your risk tolerance strategy? I mean, that's something that needs to be taken into account, isn't it? Because generally, as folks get older, they become more conservative with their money because they just, they don't have as long for the market to turn around and recover as they did in their 40s and 50s, right? And that's, you know, we serve people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And, you know, that's where we're here. So we cover a large age group, but you know, that means there's different strategies that are appropriate for people in each age group and different things that we do that can help them, you know, become more tax efficient with what they're doing, whether it be income, whether it be investments or a combination. Tax efficiency, very important. And we strive to do that, you know, so we want to help people manage the risk that they're doing. We want to help them understand budgeting, you know, does it make sense to pull out some money out of the 401k or the IRA and pay the house off? Well, it just depends. You know, it depends on several different factors. And that's why you have somebody to walk you through it. And, you know, I've dealt with a couple of folks that made decisions that went against my advice. And that's okay. They're still clients. But, you know, at least they got the feedback for me, and it's only happened once or twice, but, you know, again, it's their money. So they are the one that ultimately makes the decision. So look, having an advisor, a fiduciary advisor like myself, super duper important in life to really get a handle on so many things that can affect long-term, your long-term financial health. And, you know, when you have a financial quarterback, the quarterback in football, it's the highest paid position in football. And you know why, Matt? Because they call the plays. They coordinate everything that's going on the field. They are the coach on the field. So, you know, I like being the financial quarterback for my clients because they need somebody to give them direction, give them advice. And, you know, of course, if there's a difference of opinion, the quarterback, hey, sometimes he has to call an audible, right? So if the wide receiver says, I can beat this guy one-on-one, he might change the call to throw it to that wide receiver. Now, if the wide receiver drops the ball, hey, it's on him, right?
can't blame it on the quarterback at that point. Yeah.
And the Buckeyes are having a good season. We didn't even mention them yet, but good season so far. But yeah, I mean, people need to talk to a professional and really take stock in that and invest the time. It's well worth the time to understand where they're going.
Yeah. And folks, if you are interested in that, if you have any of those questions that Woody just laid out there about, you know, your finances, your particular financial picture, how it looks as you are approaching retirement, or if you're in retirement already, even just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So our words of wisdom this time around, Woody, come from, I think, a fairly unlikely source. We actually went back in history a bit to get this one. And it's actually Michelangelo, the famous, you know, Renaissance painter of Sistine Chapel ceiling fame. Michelangelo said this, quote, "The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high or falling too short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark." I think that's pretty profound there.
It is, you know, and who would have thunk that Michelangelo is going to come up with something like that? I mean, super talented, once in a lifetime generation, kind of an artiste and Renaissance man, as you said. But, you know, that's great advice. I mean, look, I believe in setting goals. You got to have goals set in a couple different ways. Set short-term goals. You know, where do I want to be a year from now financially, maybe relating to your job, maybe relating to retirement. Where am I going to be in 5 years, and where do I want to be in, you know, 10 years plus? So when you look at it and you break it down in your goals, I think everybody should have a to-do list every day. I do, because it helps keep me on track, right? So prior to doing that, I felt like I was kind of all over the place. And a few years ago, you know, I just do it. And when you make yourself to-do lists, and when you set goals and you can check those to-do lists off and you can check those items and those goals off, that's a powerful feeling. It's a feeling of accomplishment. And people need that validation of their own process. I know I did, because when I check things off, there's a feeling of, hey, that's something else I accomplished today. I'm going to have accomplished more tomorrow. So, you know, short-term goals, when you accomplish those, that's going to help you lead to what? Accomplishing the mid-range, then the longer-term goals. And that's all about life, is, you know, having some goals. And you know, a lot of people don't have the courage to write them down or to speak them, and they need to do that. You need to communicate with a spouse, significant other. You know, this is where we need to be, and somebody's got to grab the reins. And you know, when talking to me, I'm going to help people do that, and we're going to empower them to take control of their situation. And that's what they need to do.
Yeah, absolutely do. And, you know, I think a lot of people are really yearning for that, yearning for taking control of their situation, as we've been saying, you know, already in the show, with all of the volatility and the uncertainty that's out there right now. That's really the main reason that we wanted to do a show this week called you know, get to the guarantees, right? Because that's what people are looking for, some stability, some guarantees right now, after they especially, you know, have been looking at their investments, whether it be, you know, in a 401k or individual, you know, investments that they have in, you know, individual stocks, even that kind of a thing, whatever's in their portfolio, they're looking at that and they're probably, you know, their fingernails are down to little nubs at this point. So get to the guarantees. Guarantees is like the theme of the show today, Woody, and we've really, as I was saying, want to get to this because we've just been getting so many calls. I know you have, for people asking for guaranteed ways to invest and to generate income for retirement. Get us into this, get to the guarantees sort of big section of the show here, and how does somebody go about looking at their finances and say, okay, this is a way that I can do this, can plan where I have some guarantees in my financial situation.
Yeah. You know, as we get older, guarantees become more important. Like I said earlier, people tend to get a little more conservative as they get older, because when you're in your 20s and 30s, you can afford to take more risk because you're playing the long game. Okay. And then the game gets shorter when you're in your 40s, 50s, and then it gets really shorter when you're in your 60s. That, you know, those decisions you make all along the way can impact where you wind up. So, you know, I encourage younger people. I don't know how many, the exact demographics of how many 20 something year olds we have listening to the show or 30s. But look, at the end of the day, if you've got a, you know, an employer that offers a 401k plan, you know, jump in with both feet, contribute as much pre-tax money as you can. If they offer you a Roth 401k option, take that. Because as we've said before, a Roth can grow tax-free because it's funded with after-tax money. So get into the company 401k plan. Save as much as you can, as long as you can. And that is going to be a great building block to being in a better position when you do reach the stage in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, that we primarily work with listeners of our show. So that's number one, jump in. Number two, you know, people that have money on the sidelines, you know, I read this week that there's something like $2 trillion on the sidelines, and those are from banking surveys, and that's checking and savings accounts, okay? Mostly savings. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines, and that money is mostly earning next to nothing. So look, we've talked about fixed indexed annuities on the show where you can get guarantees on your principal being protected. You can get growth based on the growth of an index. So those returns can be very, very market-like in the long run. You might endure a year where you see zero return. And if that's okay, if the market's down 20%, but part of your money that's in the fixed index annuity goes to zero, you get no interest, that's okay, right? Because the other part of your money might be down 15, 20, 25%. So that's why part of the guarantee program includes a fixed indexed annuity. And sometimes, Matt, you know, we haven't talked a lot about them, but we got to give them credit. And that's called a multi-year guarantee annuity and called a MIGA in the financial. I didn't say MAGA. So it is a multi-year guarantee annuity, MIGA. So, you know, they'll run from anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And, you know, if people are willing to do it like a bank CD, hey, you know, we can get somewhere between 2.5 and to the mid fours on a guarantee. So look, if you're looking for guarantees, there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of people are willing to, you know, pop some money in there for a couple, 3, 4 years and say, look, I'm guaranteed this regardless of what the market does. But we do believe the market's going to bounce back. And, you know, because a big part of what I do is assets under management, and that's where it's a fee-based practice. You know, so when your account does better as a client, you know, I do better as well. So that part of my business is very important. And we do have good long run, long range, you know, strategies that have done very well historically that we can show you how they've done and that we project they're going to bounce back and do better, you know, hopefully in the next few months as the market turns. And we hope that the Fed does decide to stop raising rates at some point. We think that when that happens, that's going to be a turning point as well.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, obviously, that's led to, because we talk a lot about inflation, obviously, and as being a reason for market volatility. The other big reason for market volatility has been the Federal Reserve's response to it, right? And the interest rate increases to try and tamp down demand, because I kind of like to be an optimist. And I remember not long ago when I was speaking with an economics professor at George Washington University about inflation and how long it might last and all of that. And I mentioned that, you know, obviously it has to do with supply and demand, right? And so if you could increase supply, then you could bring down inflation. Well, she's like, well, it's generally going to be done the other way around, on the demand side instead of on the supply side. And that's why the Fed is raising interest rates to sort of tamp down on demand, slow down the economy. And so that's been really what Wall Street has been reacting to here of late, especially.
The Fed is walking a very fine line. It's like a high wire act, I think, is probably what I would compare it to. So, you know, if you've been to a circus and you saw that tightrope walker up there with the bar in their hand balancing as they walk across, you know, hopefully they had a safety net. Well, the safety net is there to save their life. The safety net for the Fed is really, are they going to be able to slow down inflation and pull off not throwing us into a bigger recession than we're already in? And I hope you listen to the way I said that, because I believe we've been in a recession for the last several months. The average American does too. The actual definition of two quarters in a row of negative GDP, that's been met. So it's funny how people still tend not to call it a recession that we're in. They say we're kind of almost. But look, the Fed's got a tough job. They're trying to pull off a soft landing, quote unquote, meaning they don't stomp inflation to the point where there's a gazillion layoffs. Although there are signs already of companies this week and last week and the week before that have announced they're going to slow hiring or freeze hiring, not only in the blue collar segment, but also in the white collar segment as well. So there are already signs that this task is working. They're slowing it down. The question is, will it be to a screeching halt, or will they use the parachute effectively enough to really help us pull off a somewhat soft landing?
Yeah. And that is the big, big question mark here. Well, just a couple of minutes left in this first half of the show here, Woody. What else did you want to mention before we go to the break? Obviously, a lot more to come after the break. But what else did you want to mention here before we go to the break about getting to the guarantees for folks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to pick a percentage. At some point, you got to really pick and choose what kind of a percentage of your assets as you progress in age that you want to commit to protecting. And, you know, and that's what I do with everyone I speak with. When I sit down and we talk about assets that they've gathered, I mean, hey, it's their money. They've worked awfully hard for it, or their family. You know, sometimes they get money through inheritance. That doesn't mean it's less, you know, worthy. It just means that, you know, they're fortunate enough to inherit some money. And, you know, it's a big thing to sit down and assess where you stand. Let's decide what part of that you're comfortable taking off the table as far as risk, because we know you need some risk in your portfolio to achieve good long-term growth. But there's also great strategies to, you know, for the no risk bucket, the smart safe bucket. We talked about smart safe and smart risk. We're big proponents of that, Matt. We want people to really consider there are smart ways to grow your money at risk. And there's also some very smart ways that we're going to continue talking about on the show here today where we can protect that money as smart, safe. So, you know, that's what we're all about. It's finding the right fit with everybody, because everybody's situation is unique and no two situations or clients are the same.
That's right. It's not a one-size-fits-all deal that we're talking about here, because as I often say, you know, what was good for your mom or your dad or good for your aunt or uncle or your neighbor down the street is not necessarily the best thing for you, right? And so that is something to definitely keep in mind as you approach your retirement years. And it's a big reason that you probably need some help, some assistance in planning for your retirement. And Woody, you mentioned a little bit earlier, just before we go to the break here, I wanted to mention this to give the folks a little tease here of what's coming up on the show. You had mentioned the book Annuity 360 by Ford Stokes that we talk about a lot here on the show. And we actually have a clip of that coming up in the second half where we're going to talk about creating your own personal pension. We're going to hear that chapter of the book to give folks a good little teaser of what the book contains and entails. And you can also get a copy of that book, folks, absolutely free. If you just want to go to the website, it's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Once again, that's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or you can give a call to Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. So we're going to hear from Annuity 360 coming up in the second half of the show. And of course, folks, the dad joke of the week. It's coming up right after the break. Stick around.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Are you concerned about market volatility, inflation, rising taxes, and how it all could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 9, right here on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation now at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure, and as I often say, I'm not the Buckeye Advisor, but I know the guy. He's right here. His name's Woody Bowling, and we're talking money, we're talking planning for retirement, and how you can get to the guarantees in these uncertain times. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
Okay, Woody, it is my favorite time of the show and a lot of our listeners as well, I know. So lay it on me. What's our dad joke of the week?
Matt, here we go. We're not going to delay today because we've got a lot more ground to cover. We're getting great information this show. Matt, how do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Oh, well, I'm sure it's not some long scientific thing about, the size of their snout or something like that. So how do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Well, Matt, you will see one later and one after a while. later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. If you've never heard that, then welcome to our world. I've heard that term growing up through my entire life. It's never going to go away, I hope, and I love it.
Yeah, you've been sleeping under a rock if you haven't heard that one.
That's right.
And this is why we love the dad joke of the week, everybody. Well, there it is, folks, for another week. All right, so we're talking about getting to the guarantees this week here on the show. What do you pick up where we left off last segment as we're talking to folks about planning for retirement and getting them there in a way where they have some guarantees, where not everything is uncertain.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we hit on the fact that there are some definite products out there, fixed indexed annuities. There are also multi-year guarantee annuities that can lock people in on very generous interest rates when compared to savings account rates, which are next to nil, and also in compared to bank CD rates as well. So look, if you want an efficient place to put your money, consider those. I work with multiple insurance companies, all of which are very highly rated, excuse me. So look, these companies have to be insurance companies to issue these, and they have to be conservative and hold the money. They have to keep assets dollar for dollar for every dollar they tick in. So they are very highly leveraged as far as being safe with the money. So look, people need some guarantees. They need some safety, but they also need some actual returns along the way. Okay. Because even if your market side of your portfolio, you know, when it turns around and it will, when it's doing well, you still need to get returns out of that other part of your portfolio that's not necessarily willing to take as much risk. So you got fixed index annuities. They're going to protect the principal. They're going to grow when that index that they follow grows, and they are treated like a fixed index annuity. And listen, by the way, if people have money in savings and they put it into one of these annuities, the interest is what? It's tax deferred. So they will not get any 1099 from the interest until they actually take that money out. So if they start taking small distributions down the road, which we're getting ready to go into a live example here very shortly about that. So, and you know, the fourth one is life insurance. I mean, people don't know this and it's not talked about very much. Very, 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 very few cases I've heard where people are like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. So look, if you do a universal indexed universal life insurance policy, especially works well for people in their 30s, 40s, and maybe even early 50s, because they have time to be able to pay into a monthly premium. They can choose maybe to pay that premium for only 10 years, and they can throw a chunk into it because they're still working. So the idea is to throw a chunk into it as you go on that premium, build that cash value up, let the index that's doing the crediting on that work for you. And then at some point down the road, let it ride for a few years. And then when you're ready to retire, guess what? You've got tax-free income at your disposal. Not tax deferred. We're talking tax-free. That's my favorite brand of income. It's tax-free, right?
Mine too. I think all of our listeners will probably agree when you know, Uncle Sam doesn't get his hands on it. That's a pretty good thing. And yeah, that's, I think, often surprising to people to hear that there's a type of life insurance that can be beneficial to you while you're still alive, because people think of the old fashioned, what's really more death insurance than life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And that's the other point. So let's say somebody takes out a $250,000 index universal life policy, and then God forbid they actually pass away. Then the $250,000 is going to pay out again on a tax-free basis to the beneficiary. It's going to avoid probate, which is another key component in planning for tax efficiency and planning for, you know, passing assets. So that has to be part of the conversation. You know, when you have investment accounts, when you have checking accounts, when you have life insurance, are those beneficiaries always updated? I've met people that have been divorced, or unfortunately, maybe they had a child die along the way who was a beneficiary to one of their policies or accounts. Very sad when that happens. Divorces change things. I've run into a couple of cases where I've come in as a second advisor behind another one who had had an account for several years. And look, the spouse died. And, you know, I uncovered the fact that my client did not change the beneficiary on several things. And so very important to stay on top of that, because life changes. We know that. And, you know, people, when they are affected by deaths and things like that, it just changes their mindset. They just get confused sometimes. They just get in a little bit of a funk. And so, you know, when you have an advisor who can come in and has a knowledge of insurance as well as investments, that's a fiduciary advisor like myself. You know, that is part of what I bring to the table in my knowledge and experience, and being able to navigate all sorts of different circumstances so people can get those guarantees and be tax efficient and still accomplish their long-term goals. Because we want to take Uncle Sam as much out of the way as possible in retirement, right?
Right. And that's the reason why, you know, here on the show, and folks, if you are part of the growing audience of the Buckeye Advisor, welcome once again. But that's why we talk about on the show a lot, not only about, you know, investments as far as securities investments, meaning the stock market, you know, stocks, bonds, et cetera. We also talk a lot about things like life insurance, about Social Security and Medicare and all of that, because you are securities licensed, but you're also life and health licensed. So you can help people navigate all of these things that have to do with their finances throughout their retirement years or approaching their retirement years as well.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, Matt, I take great pride in the fact that I'm dually licensed, D-U-A-L, because, you know, the insurance side, we have Medicare season coming up October 15th through December 7th. A very, very exciting time, because there are a couple of newer insurance programs, Medicare Advantage plans, that have come into the market that are very, very aggressive with giving back part of the client's Medicare Part B. Very, very aggressive. And they're good companies, very highly rated. And guess what? That competition is good for the consumer, because all the insurance companies are beating each other up, trying to come up with better programs each year. So I love the fact that I can serve clients in that capacity and help them with their Medicare plans. So, you know, if you know somebody turning 65 in the next few months, or if you are as a listener or a spouse or relative or friend, pass my information along to them. You know, tell them, call Woody, the Buckeye Advisor, 937-974-6201. Medicare, huge piece of the puzzle in retirement. Even if you're going to keep working, most of the time, unless you're covering a spouse with your health insurance at work, 99.9% of the time, a Medicare plan is giving you better coverage at a lower cost. I can assure people of that. So, you know, we're grateful. The investment side, very important, having a Series 65 fiduciary license. You know, we take pride in what we do. And, you know, we're blessed, Matt, because like you said, our growing listenership, people that are out running errands today, maybe they're going to see a kid's soccer game, a grandkid's soccer game. They're going to Kroger, Walmart, picking up groceries or Lowe's. Maybe they're doing some grass seed, which I need to do for a couple of spots in my lawn, thanks to the lack of rain here the last few weeks. But look, we're super happy and grateful that we can offer our services and, you know, a comprehensive range of services. So, you know, if you want a one-stop shop that can help you really navigate through all of it, because most brokers only want to do investments. Most insurance agents only want to do insurance. So when I do both and have a great deal of knowledge in both and work with multiple companies and agencies to find the best products and best values for clients, you know, that's where it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Well, and folks, once again, if you would like some more information, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com for any of the things that we're talking about here on today's show. You can reach out to Woody Bowling there on the website. And okay, so when I say this word, I know people are going to think, oh, well, that sounds like something that's nice that used to happen for people that doesn't really happen anymore. And that word is pension, right? We talk a lot about income in retirement here. I sort of teed this up a little earlier, and I want to bring it in now, if we can. It's the Annuity 360, the audiobook version that we're going to share with folks right now, Woody. It's the chapter that's called Building Your Own Personal Pension. And it is a thing that's possible. And the author of that book, Ford Stokes, is going to tell you how right now. Once again, this is from the book Annuity 360.
Chapter 9. You can create your own personal pension. Big idea. Using an annuity to create a personal pension helps you create a lifetime income stream, but it also helps you leave a legacy for your beneficiaries. All annuities can create annuity income to supplement the income you need before or during retirement. Those who are approaching retirement are afraid that they will run out of money, but an annuity can help make sure you have income you can never outlive. An annuity can be a great investment for your portfolio, but I encourage you to be careful that you don't overpay for your annuity. When you put your money into an annuity, the annuity company will pay you your money back at a date you specify. You don't want an annuity company to charge you too much to simply pay your money back to you. I'm confident that leaving a remarkable family legacy is important to you. You likely want to have money left over when you pass away to leave for your beneficiaries. The goal of a personal pension is to generate lifetime income with no risk that grows your money and allows penalty-free withdrawals. An annuity can create a lifetime income with market-like gains and no market risk, while also allowing you to build enough wealth to leave for your beneficiaries when you pass away. Don't give the annuity company fees for doing nothing. We prefer fixed index annuities for our clients that do not have an income rider fee. But you can still create a personal pension without an income rider on your annuity. If you get an annuity with an income rider but don't utilize the features of that income rider, then you are not getting what you paid for. You are literally just paying the annuity company 1% to 2% each year you defer annuitizing your annuity without receiving a single benefit for that annual fee. This income rider fee will also draw down your account value or principal. Depending on how that index is performing, the growth on your entire account value could be significantly and negatively impacted. Some accumulation-focused annuities are built to deliver increasing payments without an income rider. You should consider the features your income rider is providing you before deciding to purchase it as an add-on. Make sure you utilize the features you are paying for. More ways to get the most out of your annuity. The longer you wait to turn on the annuity, the more you'll receive in annual payments. This is because your annuity will spend a longer time in the accumulation phase, meaning it will spend more time building up your account value. Your annual payments will grow as your account value grows. Believe it or not, you can generate your own personal pension by distributing no more than 5% a year with penalty-free withdrawals from your accumulation-based annuity policy. Many accumulation annuities are set up to be RMD-friendly, so you won't suffer a penalty when you have to take your RMD. It would be silly for you to be penalized for something you are required to do. Annuity companies take this into account by creating products that make taking your RMDs easier. Inspect what you expect with any annuity. Don't just go with what the annuity agent or advisor tells you. Read it for yourself. Specifically, you should read the annuity illustration guaranteed and non-guaranteed tables included within the annuity illustration. Also, please remember that an annuity policy is a contract between you and the annuity company. So, caveat emptor or buyer beware applies here. Be aware of the annuity you are buying and choose an annuity that works best for you. They will help you build a successful retirement, and they'll offer you peace of mind. Whether you choose to generate income through penalty-free withdrawals or invest annually in an income rider, know the consequences of both. This is a decision you will make at the beginning of the investment process. One poor decision here can cost you 1% to 1.5% of annual growth. Over a 30-year retirement, this could come out to be a significant loss. Educate yourself on your options and the specifics of each option you are considering. Making the right decision up front will save you a lot of frustration in the long run. Also, please remember that if you withdraw too much annually, say 10%, you will run out of money in 10 to 12 years. Make sure that you're working with an advisor who can help you choose the appropriate withdrawal amount so that your money lasts for your entire lifetime. As discussed above, we recommend no more than 5% be withdrawn each year from your account.
And that was a little bit from the book Annuity 360 by Ford Stokes, read by the author himself. And if you want a copy of that book, the full thing, and it's not, you know, it's not 84,000 chapters or anything like that. It's just, you know, a couple dozen, I think less than a couple dozen chapters, a nice, easy read, but a lot of great information packed in there for you. The book, once again, is Annuity 360, and you can get it by contacting Woody Bowling at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or giving him a call at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
Yeah, Ford does a great job with that book, Matt. And, you know, I'm grateful that he's a colleague and part of our advisor radio network. He's just a phenomenal guy. And you know what? The value, the information in that book is invaluable. It is the resource. And people have requested it from me over the last few weeks, and they have agreed that it is a great way to get indoctrinated and understand annuities of all types and really understand which type is best for them. And it's going to give you the pros and cons of each, because none of them are perfect, but there are a couple that stand out head and shoulders above others.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
Well, this is, of course, the Problem Solver segment, as you just heard via our very dramatic introduction. And Woody has a good problem solver for us. This is real world, real life stuff here. This isn't just me presenting you with the problem and, you know, it being some sort of abstract thing, right? This is real world.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a couple, a super couple that I was fortunate to meet a few months ago. And the wife is finally retiring and they are ready to get all the things put away. There's a 401k there. They also wanted to make sure that there's enough income on the table so that they feel comfortable. And this show is really focused on guarantees. And, you know, her employer of 20 plus years doesn't offer a pension. They offered a 401k. And certainly, thank goodness, she was able to take advantage of the 401k opportunity. Although, of course, she looks back and says, I wish I would have put in more. But who doesn't? Most people do. So, you know, the good news is in her particular case, for her and her husband, they are leaving employer health insurance and we are putting them on a Medicare Advantage plan that is zero monthly premium and the overall with zero deductibles. So ultimately, they're moving from a health insurance plan at her previous employer that had a high deductible HSA type of plan, and then also after the deductible, you know, paid 70-30 or 80-20 out of pocket up to a maximum out of pocket, which was quite a bit, big number. So what we found, you know, the Medicare plans, no deductibles, lower monthly cost, coverage from dollar one, way better health insurance coverage, very low co-payments when they go to the doctor. So we also took her 401k and we split it about 60-40, as a matter of fact, pretty close to it, or maybe it was 65-35 in her case. So, you know, what we're doing is we're setting part of it into investment-related accounts where we're following the market and we're going to have some great tactical money management strategies so we can grow that money strategically over time based on how much risk that they're comfortable with. But they also were looking for their own pension. And it's a few hundred dollars a month. But guess how big of a difference it makes? It makes a ton of difference in their overall security and in their peace of mind, knowing this money is going to be locked in for the rest of their lives. So, you know, that's the beauty of getting to get your own pension through a fixed indexed annuity. That's where we took the other portion of the money, create that pension, protect it, but also at the same time, that fixed indexed annuity has the opportunity to grow with the index that it follows and still provide a very solid return over the years. That's a great combination. And, you know, they had no clue what they were looking for when we met. But once we got everything all settled, you know, they are in a very solid position now in their mid-60s, you know, to deal with retirement.
And that's a solid, solid place to be at that point in time. So great, great problem solver segment there, Woody. We always appreciate those because it really gives us an insight into how to solve some very common problems. And in this case, a very real world problem for folks.
Mm-hmm. It's This Week in History.
Well, some big things happened, Woody, on this week in history, over the years in the history of the country and of the world. And the first one is a big one in Major League Baseball.
It is. And Matt, I always enjoy this segment, you know, learning things about the past and about our history. Always some interesting things to talk about. This one, of course, is sports related. And on this week, on October 8th in 1956, the first perfect game in Major League Baseball World Series history was pitched by Don Larsen, a right-handed pitcher for the New York Yankees. And that remained the only one of its kind until our Cincinnati Reds were no-hit by Roy Halladay in 2010, who at that point was a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. And that was when the Reds actually were competitive, I think, through that three-year stretch from 2010 to 2012. Those were the good old days, unfortunately.
Well, there we go. Well, that's a big happening in the Major League Baseball world this date, 1956. Well, also this week in 1970, someone who has become just a big action star over the years was born. Matt Damon, who is, of course, more than an actor. He's a screenwriter, producer as well. He starred in, of course, the Bourne series, the Bourne Identity, and all of those other movies. The Departed, Good Will Hunting as well. And the films which Damon has appeared in the box office have generated $3.88 billion just in North America. That's not even worldwide. So a big box office draw there is Matt Damon.
That was billion with a B?
Yes, 3.88 billion.
And if I'm not mistaken, he's also a Boston Red Sox fan. I remember seeing him walking around with a Boston Red Sox hat on, if I'm not mistaken.
could possibly be right about that, yeah.
Mr. Damon has done very well for himself in his acting career.
He really has. And one last thing to share with our listeners, Woody, was just a quick one about this week in history, which is October 9th, 1936. That is when the Hoover Dam began producing electricity. So a great feat of American engineering there.
It really is amazing. I've been there to look at it. It is unbelievable to see that it was done, 85 years ago or so, 84, 85 years ago. I mean, the technology, the ingenuity, like you said, unbelievable.
Absolutely so. Well, that's a look at this week in history. And the Buckeye Advisor for this week is also history. Now, we've come to the end of our show. We've loved the past hour that we've spent with you folks, but it has unfortunately come to an end. Once again, if you would like any more information about the things that we've talked about today, thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. Woody, I've enjoyed it, sir. I'll see you again here a week from now.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for being here today. Again, enjoyed the heck out of doing the show. And I'm so thankful for all the listeners on the podcast and the radio show. We wish them all to have a great rest of their Saturday and weekend. And to tell a friend about us and join us next week.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.